This is an AeroNews Touch and Go for September 5th, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. Civil Air Patrol officials tell CNN they're continuing the search for Steve Fawcett's Belanca Super Decathlon. The plane reportedly went missing shortly after takeoff from a private airstrip in western Nevada about 9 a.m. Monday morning. CAP identified the plane as N240R, that's an 8K CAB 180, registered to the Flying M Hunting Club in Yerington, Nevada. Fawcett departed the Flying M Ranch about 30 miles south of Yerington just before 9 a.m. Pacific time on Monday. News reports indicate the missing aircraft is white and blue with orange stripes. The Decathlon is an aerobatic-capable aircraft, although Fawcett is not believed to have planned such maneuvers on his flight. As a result, he was not wearing a parachute. The plane's emergency locator signal has not been heard. Visit our website at aero-news.net for the latest on that search. Blue Thunder, John Parker's amazing Thunder Mustang, was reportedly involved in a takeoff accident Monday that had resulted in a brush fire, which in turn destroyed the aircraft. Parker was flying it at the time, but is reported okay. Industry sources say hot brakes are suspected in having ignited that one-acre brush fire. The accident happened at Reno Stead Airport in Nevada, about 5:10 p.m. local time. Parker is a noted sport class participant in the Reno Air Races and a proponent of the Thunder Mustang, which has been out of serial production now for several years. Blue Thunder was an all-composite, kit-built P-51 replica powered by a Falconer V-12 engine and originally offered to the aviation industry as the Thunder Mustang. The three-quarter scale version of the World War II-era North American P-51D is reportedly as fast as the full-size original. Avadyne Corporation announced on Tuesday the appointment of Patrick Hergeth as the company's new chief operating officer. Avadyne describes him as a veteran of General Electric and Planar Systems, bringing experience in high-growth businesses and mission-critical products to help guide the continuing expansion of Avadyne's avionics product lines and market presence. Hergeth holds a B.S. in Applied and Engineering Physics from Cornell University and an MBA from the Kellogg School of Business at Northwestern University. Avadyne's product line includes the Integra integrated flight decks for new and existing aircraft, multifunction displays, traffic advisory systems, and the TWX-670 tactical weather detection system. A nationwide overhaul of the computer system used by U.S. Customs and Border Protection is reportedly running about 9 months ahead of schedule now, and the extra hustle to get it done appears related to last month's embarrassing outage at LAX. As ANN reported, the failure of a single network card in one desktop computer about 1 p.m. Pacific time on Saturday, August 11th, took down the whole network used by Customs at Los Angeles International. 17,000 arriving passengers and another 16,000 awaiting departures were delayed, some into the wee hours of Sunday morning. An overhaul was already underway, but Ken Richard in the Custom Agency's Office of Information and Technology tells the Los Angeles Times the crisis last month moved everything up. Richard tells the paper the new system will have not only new hardware, but a satellite backup allowing local workstations to access network databases if local routers fail, and even load sharing with airports in other parts of the U.S. during peak periods. He says the work at LAX should be done by Thanksgiving or Christmas at the latest. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There, we'll tell you about these stories. The Civil Air Patrol loses a student pilot in Missouri. A Brazilian judge insists Lapore and Palladino return to testify. And Hawker Beechcraft reports two new orders. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Jeppesen's Andy McDowell, talking about the company's invitation from the FAA to develop and test new required navigation performance procedures for the U.S. National Airspace System. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.